You find yourself at a public pool. You're here with me, the giantess who purchased you last week. This is the first time I've taken you out in public, and I have given you strict instructions for how you should behave. You look around at all the other males with their giantess owners. All the women are wearing one-piece swimsuits that show off their incredible curves. It's distracting to look at them, and you hope you don't get an erection here in public. I have told you, such a response will be met with discipline. You notice some commotion in a corner as one of the males looks up fearfully at his giantess. He pleads with her, telling her he's sorry and he didn't mean to. You look down at his bathing suit and notice that he has a full erection stiffly pushing against the fabric of his swimsuit. His giantess calls over some other women and they lead the male to a bench next to the pool. Two of the women slowly lay the male down against the bench, holding him firmly by his shoulders and arms. You get very nervous and look up at me and say, "Mommy, can we go home now?" I look down at you with a bemused expression and reply, "We just got here, dear. We won't be going home soon. Do you see that little boy over there? He's gotten an erection in public, which I've told you is not allowed. I think it would be instructive if you saw what happens to him. Come." I grip your hand firmly as I take you towards the bench with the male on it. You see the male whimper. "Please, Mommy, not here. Not now." His giantess doesn't say a word. She just kneels down between his legs and slowly pulls his bathing suit off of him. You see his stiff penis point straight up in the air. His giantess spreads his legs and puts her enormous lips around his balls. She takes his entire balls into her mouth and you see her cheeks concave in and out as she sucks rhythmically on them. You see the male start to shiver and his head shakes back and forth. He can only moan out helpless sounds as his balls are being worked over and over inside his giantess's mouth. You look up at me and nervously ask, "Mommy, what is she doing to him?" I lean over so my full, thick lips are next to your ear and I say, "She's harvesting him, dear. She's drawing more and more semen into his balls so that when he comes, he'll spurt and shoot his semen into her mouth for a very long time." You shudder at hearing this. You have been milked by my mouth daily since I bought you, but I've never done this to you. Thinking about how intense and explosive your orgasms are in my mouth, you can't imagine how much more intense they might be after your balls have been harvested. You see the giantess take her mouth away from the boy's balls and you are shocked to see how large his scrotum has become. It's dark red and painfully engorged. You can't imagine how much semen must be inside it, aching in his balls to be released. You see him shaking his head back and forth and groaning feebly. "Mommy, it hurts so much," he whimpers. "I know, baby, I know. Mommy will suck all that pain away," the giantess says. You see her take the sausage-thick lips of her mouth and lower them over the boy's penis, completely engulfing his helpless member in the warm, wet prison that is her mouth. Slowly, ever so slowly, her head begins to move up his shaft and then down, up and down. You hear the boy whimper and moan helplessly. You can tell that his hugely swollen scrotum is making him ache so much. You can see that he needs to come so badly, yet is terrified of how intense his explosion will be. You say, "I don't want to watch, Mommy," and turn your face away from the scene. You feel my hand descend over the top of your head and firmly turn your face back to the giantess sucking so strongly on her male. "Be a good boy and watch," I sternly intone. I place you in front of me with my hands on your shoulders, holding you still. You can feel the large curves of my breast just above your head. The pace of the woman's head moving up and down on his penis begins to quicken. becoming more forceful and insistent. The boy begins to struggle and try to squirm away from this incredible torture, but the other women are holding him down firmly, preventing any chance of escape. You suddenly hear all the women begin to chant one word slowly and in unison.
Shoot! 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 Shoot!
You notice that I am chanting along with the other mommies. Shoot! 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 The giantess begins sucking aggressively on her boy, her mouth pounding down on his penis over and over. The boy is weeping with tears running down his face as his whole body begins to shake. Our chanting starts getting louder and more intense. You begin to feel my fingernails dig into your shoulders as I chant sternly with the other mommies.
Shoot! 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 Shoot!
The boy lets out a high-pitched scream and starts going into a seizure. He begins coming so hard into his mommy's mouth. His giantess shows no mercy on him as she just keeps sucking and sucking him. The giantess is holding him down, look at him apathetically as his body writhes and bucks under their strong grip. You can see his engorged scrotum going into spasms as a huge volume of semen is being sucked out of him and down his mommy's throat. His screams no longer sound human, as his mind-shattering orgasm just goes on and on and on. Eventually, he gives one last scream and passes out, his whole body going limp. His giantess continues to suck at the remnant of his balls even after he has passed out. His unconscious body undulates in time with her methodical sucking of his penis. Eventually, she takes her mouth off of his raw and tortured shaft. She effortlessly lifts his body as if he were a doll and puts him over her shoulder, walking away. You look up at me frantically and say, "Mommy, let's go home now, please?" I look down at you and a tight smile forms on my thick lips. What's this? Why, my little boy has a stiff little erection in his bathing suit. Even though what you just saw terrified you, I guess your little penis couldn't help but imagine all that sucking, could it? You pathetically place your hands in front of your bulging swim trunks and look up at me with pleading eyes. "Please, Mommy, please take me home. I promise to be a good boy." You feebly whimper up at me. "We can't go home now, darling. You've broken the rules. You've gotten an erection in public. You are not a good boy, and there's only one thing that must be done." I look up at the other woman and I say, "Ladies, look what we have here. Another naughty boy with an erection in public. Can a few of you help me with this disobedient boy I have here?" You see several of the women come over to us, each with a knowing smile on their face. Their hips sway slowly as they approach and surround you. I lift you and put you down on the very same bench that the boy who just got milked was on. You feel the firm hands of two other mommies press you down against the bench as you begin to plead with me. "No, please, Mommy, no. Please, let's go home now." I just put my finger to my enormous lips and pucker them into an O shape that will soon be wrapped tightly around your little member. "Shh. There, there, dear. Let's get this over with." I peel off your bathing suit and you feel your erect penis quiver in the cool air. You let out a shocked yelp as you feel my lips envelop your helpless scrotum. Your balls immediately feel warm and stretched in my suctioning mouth as my lips and tongue work you. I roll your balls around in my mouth with my hot tongue. My tongue is so large and broad that it laps over your entire scrotum. Soon, you feel a tingling begin in your balls. The tingling starts going all around your little scrotum, and you feel the skin begin to expand and stretch. You look up at the mommies holding you down and whimper, "Please, I promise to be a good boy, a good boy." The mommies just stare down at you emotionless. Their faces barely visible from between their enormous breasts. One of the mommies parts her giant lips and intones. Shh, quiet baby, quiet child. This has to be done. Your breath quickens as the tingling sensation gets hotter and hotter all around your balls and inside them. Larger and larger, your scrotum expands as I harvest the sperm inside of you. All those delicious little sperm cells. I'm making you produce more and more of them as I suck your helpless balls. I have done this to males for many years. I know just how to make your testes produce more and more of your delicious seed. You can't fight it. You can't stop it. Your balls just expand and get so ripe with all that semen. So delicious. I can hear you whimpering and pleading so pathetically. I bet your swollen balls are hurting you so badly. I bet you can just feel all those little sperm cells desperately swimming around inside you, wanting so badly to burst free. Poor little boy. But this is what you get for having an erection in public, dear. I take my mouth off your balls and look at them. They're so swollen and ripe. I can see them trying to contract into your body in the cool air, but they are just too swollen to go back inside of you. They undulate and quiver as you whimper and shake. You can feel my hot breath against your penis now. My enormously plump lips part, and I bring them down around your shaft slowly. You feel the heat of my mouth cascade all over your little penis. With your penis fully in my mouth, I don't move my lips up and down. I just start lathering your penis with my tongue. Up and down. Up and down. I'm sculpting your little penis to its maximum hardness, feeling every vein and contour of your penis as I lap you up and down. That's it, baby. Get rock hard for me. That's it. Good boy. What a good little boy I have. I can taste some of your pre-cum on your tip. Tastes so creamy and good. I know that when I get you to shoot all the semen I've harvested in you, that it will be thick and rich and delicious. You look up and see all the beautiful giantesses have gathered around you. Most are silent, staring down at you with hooded eyes. But some offer token words of encouragement. That's it, honey. It'll all be over soon. Let your mommy milk you. Shh. Stop whimpering. Be a good boy for your mommy. I take my mouth off your penis for a moment. You're shaking and shivering. The tension in your balls is so great that it hurts you so. Oh, does my baby want mommy to take away all that tension from him? Does he? You're weeping now, barely able to speak between your gasping breaths. Please, mommy. Please, mommy, it hurts. I need to come, mommy. I need to come so bad. Oh, poor baby. I know, honey, I know. Your balls are so big. They hurt you so much, don't they? Yes, poor baby. Don't worry, honey. Mommy will take all that semen out of you. Your semen only belongs in one place, dear. Your semen is destined to fire hard and fast into your mommy's mouth, and you will be screaming out with every white-hot rope that I suck out of you. Your penis will convulse and buck into my mouth as you pump spurt after spurt down my throat, and it'll feel like it lasts forever as I suck and suck and suck. Prepare yourself, little one. I start slowly moving my head up and down your shaft, and you feel these waves of pleasure start to come over you with every downward movement of my tight lips against your penis. I've milked you with my lips before, But it feels so much more intense now. It's because of your swollen balls that are just begging to explode. You start to panic and squirm. You fear the intensity of the orgasm that I will suck out of you. You feel the mommy's grips on your arms and legs getting tighter. You start crying and wailing like a little baby. The giantess holding down your arms leans down and lowers her breasts right over your face, smothering your pathetic little cries inside her immense cleavage. You struggle for breath between her warm, soft bosom as you can feel my thick, tight lips suck and suck and suck at you. Your hearing is muffled by the enormous breasts surrounding your head, but you begin to hear one word being slowly chanted by the mommies. It's a command that fills you with dread.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
I suck and suck and suck at you. I can feel your little penis begin to throb and vibrate uncontrollably. And you just hear that word being chanted over and over again.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
I suck faster and faster. I can hear muffled little wails come from you inside that mommy's breasts. Poor baby. It's all going to end right now. It's all going to come out of you right now. As I suck and suck and suck. And that's it, baby. Explode. Come. Oh, good boy. That's my good little boy. Oh, so much. So much semen shooting out of my little boy. Good boy. Shoot. Come on, shoot. That's it. Oh, you're screaming. You're screaming as you come. Is the pleasure of shooting out all of that semen just too much for my little boy? Oh, poor baby. Now you've passed out. Good boy. Now I'm just sucking out the last drops of your poor little balls. Your unconscious body is just undulating in time with my sucking. How adorable. How delicious. I wonder if you'll get an erection in public again soon. I'm sure I can see to it that you do. I think I'll bring you to the pool tomorrow.